I just follow your instruction to
Good.
relax and
Are you able to do it?
I'd be able, I am able to do it, but
Do you
it's
feel
just,
relaxed, peaceful?
I feel relaxed, but sometimes I want to know what is coming next and all that, you know. But then I remember you say if you have this, just aware, finish, you know.
So that
So but
intention is
sometimes
very
my
important,
yeah, but sometimes I tend to think, you see, not, you know, think, but I am aware that I'm thinking, so I just, okay, stop at it, you know.
Very
And
good.
then go back to, I've been keeping, I'm doing that.
Okay. Can I interrupt first, for a while before you continue? This is very good. You see, Grace, what you need to understand is what you have described is actually very normal. Most people who don't have the understanding of this awareness-based meditation, they will do all those things. Why? Because, like I said, human being is a creature of thought. They think a lot because they don't know that there is another mind, which is the true mind, which has nothing to do with the thought. But because since birth until now, they have been so conditioned, they have been using this thought so rampantly, to the extent that they think a lot. That's why for you, despite listening and having the instruction, you are not able to stop that curiosity of the thought that want to know. That's why I say, don't try to know. Don't try to do. We are all this knowing through the perception is by the thought. All this doing is by the thought. Luckily, I told you, aware, finish. You recall that. That's why you didn't allow it to continue. That is the beauty of awareness-based meditation. So that is the beginning of the mind trying to settle down, but you cannot do that for long. But the curious mind that wants to know keep on appearing, because you may have some karmic obstruction from the past that prevent you from going in very fast, because all this is what karmic is all about. You need time, you need time. But once your faith become more and more, you become different. Well, at least now I can see the difference between the day you join and now. You are so much more different as compared. That time I remember you have a lot of problem. You have a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of problem, sadness and all things. And you like cannot understand what I say. And it take you quite a while before slowly, slowly this thing settle in. And settle down for you to develop the slow progress. Even though it's slow, it's still a progress. So you don't worry. That's why I want you to report so that you understand. So this stage which you have described, if you listen attentively to my sharing tonight, you will progress. Whatever the thoughts say, you tell yourself, this half an hour or 45 minutes, I'm going to train my mind, to develop this inner awareness. So you can talk to your thought. Please allow me to have the peace and the space to develop this awareness-based meditation. Whatever thinking or unfinished business that you want me to attend to, I will attend to it after the meditation. You talk to that thing, the thought. Then when it arise, okay, you straight away, because of your awareness, you say, enough. Okay, I will deal with it later. I will think later. Now, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Keep on developing that step. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't have to verbalize also. Just inside that statement, that by doing that, the mind will settle down because you are starting to decondition the heedless thinking. Your thinking is a momentum. If you stop it, break it, then this momentum slow down. slow down. Then finally it will stop. When it has the wisdom developed, it is no longer deluded and heedless. Then this momentum of thinking actually completely rooted out. That is like gone. Like suddenly you realize you are so different from last time. Now you don't need to think. Because you will come to the final understanding. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. What is thinking? Thinking is mental activity. And mental activity lead to what? Suffering, the Buddha said. That's why sabbe sankhara anicca is impermanent. It come and go. Then if you attach and cling, it lead to suffering. Yeah. But please don't get me wrong. When you live life, you need to think. You need to plan. You need to do a lot of things. You need to multitask and all things. So the thought depends on the user, like what I say. So don't worry. You can think. Think with clarity. Think without delusion. That's why it's called right thought. Right thought, not wrong thought. Think, the wholesome thought, the right thought. So this are the understanding. Not to say thinking is bad. No, like thought. Like money. It's neither good or evil. It depends on the user. So thought is neither good or evil. Neither wholesome or unwholesome. Neither right or wrong. It depends on the user. But you input the content of consciousness that has the evil roots, means based on memory, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, then it becomes wrong thought. Yeah. So initially the training is aware, finish. Aware, finish. Then some skillful means to help you develop the calm state, peaceful state, is to radiate metta. When you radiate metta, it's always wholesome thought, peaceful thought, loving thought, no negativity, no evil. That one can settle down better. So loving kindness, we are radiating a radiant smile, and then recite, may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness and the peace, and then let the mind settle down. Then after that, aware, finish. Aware, finish. If you do that, you will progress, and you will become beautiful. Okay, Grace? Can follow? Yeah.
Okay. Can follow.
Yeah. Sadhu. Anything else you want to ask?
No. I've been practicing and I see myself when I come out of meditation in my daily life. I'm more calm, you know.
Very good.
I'm more calmer. So when people say anything, I just keep
talking, you are not, you know, so reactive. I like fine already. Yeah, it does not affect you so much. So you can take it already. That is good sign. Good progress.
So that's why. And then after that, I reflect on it. You see.
Very good. Despite your inability to stabilize the inner awareness, but at least the Dhamma has actually played its role by letting you understand. This is at the first turning and second turning level. That's why you reflect on it. Then you develop understanding. Then like I always say, your life, you hold the key to your own life destiny. True or not? To be happy or unhappy entirely depends on you, isn't it? On us, isn't it? Because it's our life. So if I choose to be happy, I will be happy, isn't it? Then why are living beings not happy, miserable? Do you mean they don't know how to choose? They choose to be miserable? No. It's because they don't know this teaching. They cannot understand this Dhamma. That's why they cannot develop the wisdom to free their mind, to liberate. So all these are very important understanding that can lead to good progress. So sadhu to you, Grace.
Yeah, thank you.